This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. So many folks are growing vegetables and herbs in containers now. But what size container would be best? And for what vegetable? And what type of container? Certain containers create issues for your plants. Tomatoes are super popular and grow well in containers, but they need size. University-based information says use at least a 12-inch diameter container, but honestly, bigger is better. The larger pots provide more soil and hold more water, which minimizes wilting and stress as plants get large. I have a chart from the University of Minnesota on my website, gardenbite.com, with a variety of veggies, the minimum and preferred size container, how many plants per pot, and cultivar suggestions. As for the container material, avoid using metal containers. They can absorb too much heat and be deadly to plant roots. Think of sitting on the hood of a car with shorts on after it's been in the hot sun. Ouch! Butts and roots don't tolerate extreme high or low temperatures that upper plant parts can take. Black containers can also be very hot for roots in full sun conditions, which is where tomatoes should be. Light-colored containers are best for minimizing hot conditions. As for soil, use a quality mix. I always use Creekside Soils premium potting soil from my local garden center. I also use squished milk jugs in the bottom of my really large containers to take up space. As for watering, that's daily, even sometimes twice a day if it's really hot. I'll have this and more on gardenbite.com. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to creeksidesoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.